everyone. Welcome back to the Airhorn Podcast. My name is Jason. This is episode 21. Today I'm joined by guest Patrick Whitaker.
Howdy, everyone. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, it's been just one episode, but since we only record like twice a month, I guess it's been about a month since you've been on.
It has. Time's flying, you know, it seems like, for me anyway, nowadays. I guess that sounds about right.
Yeah. So, since it's December and the Christmas season is upon us, I figured that we would talk about Christmas music and hard rock and metal. And not just traditional Christmas songs, but also songs about Christmas aspects. So, we'll get into that a little bit later. So, first off, do you have any favorite Christmas songs, or are you just kind of bah humbug on... on that kind of subgenre?
It would be bah humbug. Man, like I said, like,
oh, the growling bah humbug. Okay. Yeah.
Exactly. Little Ebenezer metal Scrooge there. But yeah, man, like you and I were talking off air, can't really say I'm a huge fan of this genre stuff. If I like something that's more leaning toward bands with an original song of their own with the, you know, a Christmas tie-in, as opposed to traditional Christmas songs that a band has just, you know, covered or played.
Yeah, I got you. So, I think the reason a lot of bands, I wouldn't really say a lot, but I would say some pretty prominent bands, I think the reason that a lot of bands cover traditional Christmas songs is because I think they really get a kick out of doing guitar harmonies to the melodies of the songs. And also, I think a lot of the vocal ranges fit in what their wheelhouse of what they like to do. And it just sounds like they have a good time covering some of these songs, to be honest with you.
I can see that. I can see that.
And I'll just apologize if you hear my daughter in the background crying. I'm not sure what's going on, but I think she needs a nap. I think she needs to go to bed. So
she wants to participate.
Anyway. Maybe that's it. I don't think she knows that many, but maybe she'd like to be on next time we go do this. Well, I'm going to get started with an artist that I know has two albums of Christmas songs, and see what you think, is Rob Halford, solo stuff.
I knew it.
So, yeah. Yeah, that was an easy one. So, he's got the Halford 3 Winter Nights album, which was done by the Halford solo band. And he also put one out last year. It's called Rob Halford Celestial, which is called Rob Halford with Family and Friends. And the best description of these albums I ever heard was actually by Rob Halford himself. And I quote, he said, "Of course I love Christian music. Gay man." I thought that was hilarious. I don't know why I thought that was so funny, but it was just kind of like, you know, I kind of get where you're coming from, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's kind of got that, what do you call it?
Je ne sais quoi.
Blocking the word here. Yeah, I guess that would be it. Yeah, but so I thought that was hilarious. But actually, the albums are pretty good, man. Like, the Halford 3, especially, is pretty fucking heavy, dude. I will have to say.
Now, I have heard it, but now I remember hearing or reading about Celestial, but I don't recall ever hearing anything from it.
Yeah, I listened to it last year. It's more like done like standards than like a metal album. Like, some of it's metal, but it's not as hard as, it's not as heavy as Halford 3 is. But a lot of it's like just sung traditionally, you know.
Well, now, is that, I know it's under the Halford name. Now, does that mean his band members are also, those are the ones that are playing the music, I assume, then, I guess?
On the Celestial one, I don't think it is, but the Winter Nights one was actually his solo band that played on it. So I think it was like Metal Mike Cheselnik, I think that's his name.
I can't pronounce it.
There's a couple other well-known. Yeah, there's a couple other well-known musicians in that band. That's all one I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah, he used to have Bobby Jarzombach used to drum for him, I believe, and I don't know about nowadays, but at one time.
I can't say his name either, so. Yeah. Yeah, I can't say his name either, but yeah, I remember he was in it. But yeah, this one, like I said, look at the track listing. It's more of like a just standard album, nothing too heavy. He does like, you know, Deck the Halls and The First Noel, stuff like that. So.
So they're all the traditional stuff. But yeah. Then. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. No double bass, really. You know.
They could have meddled up those We Three Kings or something.
Yeah. So another project that just got released actually was a John Schaefer and Matt Barlow did a like a collaboration of Christmas music also.
Yes.
But it's like it's dark. I mean, it's like it's really dark. It's like it's kind of like, damn, this is like the dark side of Christmas. Like nobody really talks about. It's interesting what I've heard. I don't think it's been released yet. They just released a couple songs off of it.
I heard the first one, the first single. And yeah, I think you're right. I've only heard like two that have arrived from it. And man, I'm a big fan of Matt Barlow's and John Schaefer's both, you know, Iced Earth and of course, you know, other stuff as well. But yeah, I mean, I like what I heard, and you're definitely right on the aspect of it being a lot more darker tone and more ominous, you know, than any typical Christmas fare.
yeah, it is. It's very, like, operatic, I guess. Or not really operatic, but I don't know. It's hard to think. I get brain dead this time of night. I don't know why I do this podcast so fucking late sometimes.
Man, with Barlow, he's been pursuing, I'm like you, I don't know what you necessarily term it. I guess I'd call it symphonic, maybe, or like type stuff, you know.
Yes, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah. And
symphonic not, was the word, not opera.
There you go. And I totally get it, man. It's musically like almost like Trans-Siberian Orchestra, you know, type stuff, but I, you know, a little bit heavier, I think, with them, with these two on theirs.
Yeah, like I said, it's not been released yet. It did like a Kickstarter. I think the only way you can actually hear it right now is if you bought into that. So I'm not really sure what the rest of the... I can't even find the track listing on here, what all they covered. But I don't... Do you remember what the first song was that they released? Was it Silent Night?
Oh, let me think here, Jason. It's only been like a week or two ago, and I'm drawing a blank as far as their first stuff from it. But they're recording under the name Schaefer and Barlow, though, right? They're just using their names like Schaefer and Barlow Project.
Yes,
or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Schaefer Barlow Project, yeah.
Okay. I'm looking up online as well, and it says, you know, here's the Kickstarter you were talking about. It says they've released a lyric video for a song, which I think that's the more recent one, which I'll tell you that right here. We Three Kings. The We Three Kings is their current release they have out from it.
Oh, they just released Silent Night 5 days ago also. Okay. I knew Silent Night was in there. But okay. Yeah, okay. We Three Kings. Yeah, I heard that one too. Like there's only been two that I've heard, so.
Well, I've not heard the Silent Night one yet. And like I said, I'll check it out, though. Like I said, I like both of these musicians.
Yeah, like I said, I think the reason metal bands cover these songs is because it just fits in, a lot of it fits in the range of some of these, like, higher register singers. And like I said, you know, I mean, obviously, like, the Silent Night one, I know, sounds like, it's pretty dark. I mean, it's not like a cheerful Christmas song. Like I don't think anybody's gonna be opening presents up with their family with this version playing in the background. You know what I mean? It's like it's not really a holly jolly kind of version of
I got you. They don't tell you that the reason the night is so silent is because all the family members' corpses are laying around, you know?
It could be. Yeah, it could be. Never know.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this real quick on this subject. What do you think of Trans-Siberian Orchestra? Have you ever seen them live, or how do you take all that as a project as a whole?
No, I've never seen them live, but me and my wife have entertained taking Corey for a while, and we were actually going to do it this year, last year, obviously, but that obviously didn't happen, you know, but mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually think it looks pretty cool, man. Like, I think it looks pretty metal, like the way they use fire. And, man, they have some pretty outstanding musicians that tour.
They do.
Also, I know, I think the guy from Sabotage started it. I don't think he's with it anymore, but I think he started it.
John Oliva, I think. Yeah, and I believe you're correct. Or one of the Sabotage crew. And you're spot on, dude. They have some of the absolute best talented players, you know, that participate, you know. A revolving door, a lot of times, seems like a lot of different players. I'd go see them. I've never seen them live or anything. But, you know, I'd go see them just to, you know, just to see it and experience it and everything, because they do put on what I've seen, hell of a show, you know, stage show and everything.
Like I said, it looks pretty damn metal. And the good thing about it is, like, they play the same venues every year. So, like, you kind of know where they're playing. You just got to wait for the date, you know, to come up, come in. But like I said, we were going to go as of last year. We were going to go this year, but it just didn't work out for anybody, I'm pretty sure. Touring lineup here. So it looks like they have a different touring lineup every year, but we'll just go through the last one here. So they have an East Coast and a West Coast touring lineup. And like I said, you got Al Petrelli playing, who is in Alice Cooper and Megadeth for, I think, one album.
One album, yeah.
Jeff Scott Soto does vocals. Yeah. Let's see. Blas Elias. I know that name. I can't think of what band he's in.
I have to look here. I was looking at a few of them. I see Alex Skolnick has done runs with them. I knew Skolnick had been in it. I know Joel Hoekstra, or however you say his name, from currently Whitesnake, yeah, that he's been in it.
Caleb Johnson. Oh, Asheville's very own.
Really?
Let's see. Get your fucking cover band ass out of here. Let's see here. You know, funny story about that dude is... the first time we opened for Night Demon, that dude showed up at the auditorium, and my brother somehow recognized him. I don't know how. I didn't know who he was. And my brother was, like, talking to him, and I walked up, and my brother was like, hey, you want to take a picture of the real rock star? And the guy actually thought that I was a fan of his. My brother was talking to Caleb Johnson, as in, do you want to take a picture of a real rock star talking about me? I thought it was hilarious after he fucking told me that. Man. I still see that picture around every once in a while. I fucking kick out of it.
That is. That's good, man.
Let's see. I'm not seeing any more names that are... Russell Allen sang with him.
Yeah.
For a while. Yeah, I would say, some pretty notable musicians. A lot of these people are probably pretty talented, but I just don't know them for whatever reason. Like, a lot of these keyboard players and stuff, I probably have no idea who they are.
Well, I want to mention two different vocalists that have been in it at different times. One of them is, of course, I guess I'll say this however I say it, Mats Levin, who was in... Was it Candlemass? I know he was in Yngwie Malmsteen's band at one point, and, you know, I think he was in Candlemass at one point. And the other is Dino Jelusic, man. Dino was the vocalist for Trans-Siberian Orchestra, is the current vocalist. He's been with them since 2016, and Dino is the man, dude. He's the one that has all these tribute videos on YouTube of him singing Dio material. Ray Gillen of Badlands is like his number one inspiration. He's got performances of their stuff. Man, he's one of the most phenomenal singers out there right now. And of course, he has a new band with George Lynch that's doing pretty good. It's got a weird name, though, Dirty Sally or something like that.
Yeah. I remember George Lynch started yet another band. Like, I can't even keep up with this guy. He's like, him and Mike Portnoy, man, are like neck and neck for bands starting up.
Yeah, and Lynch's new one is like industrial, like trippy industrial stuff. It's called The Banishment.
Didn't he do a project with like one of the guys from like King's X a while back too? It was like King's X and the drummer for Korn, I think.
Was that KXM? I think that's KXM, I believe.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, and he's also got a thing with Corey Glover from Living Color, man, called Audio Vox, something other. And I don't know, man. A couple tracks I've heard are pretty good, and a couple others really didn't strike me all that well.
Did you know that he is, that Richie Faulkner from Judas Priest is his son-in-law?
Had no idea, no.
I didn't either until I just saw like a picture one day of like him and George Lynch holding a baby. I was like, this is an odd come across, and I read it and I was like, oh, okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, really. But no, I didn't know.
Oh, George Lynch made a picture with Richie Faulkner holding a baby.
That's one of them man baby fetish parties.
Yeah.
So he's married to Lynch's daughter.
Just look up the name Pete Bradley when you get done here.
So he's married to Lynch's daughter then, I guess.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. That kid's going to have some massive musical talent, I have a feeling.
He better.
I think it's a she, actually. So.
She better.
So, getting back to what I said earlier, yeah, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra was started by John Olivia from Sabotage. I thought so.
Okay. And like you mentioned, Al Petrelli, I think, has been off and on with him since really early on. And, man, that Megadeth album he's on, I didn't mean to diverge off to a detour, but, man, that's one of my favorite albums, The World Needs a Hero. And that's like, to me, that's a killer Megadeth album, but it's very neglected by the fans.
I should listen to it again. To be honest, I don't remember much of it. So.
You should.
He's listed as guitar and music director on all these, on the Wikipedia charts here. But looks like these guys probably get a hell of a payday for this little bit of touring they do the last 2 months of the year, because it looks like a lot of the same names over and over.
Man, you know, speaking of which,
pretty consistent.
I just noticed, of course, I thought Zach Stevens from Sabotage and Circle to Circle has been in it, and he has as a singer. But man, also interesting, Ronnie Monroe, formerly of Metal Church and stuff, has been a TSO singer at one time.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's got some pretty good metal credibility in there from the musicians. So
it should.
Did we ever figure out who Blas Elias played drums for by any chance? Let me click on his name.
No, not right off hand.
I just know that name. I just can't.
I don't even. It's spelled like.
I just can't think of who the hell.
It's spelled like B. Is it BLAS or?
No, he was the he was the drummer of Slaughter. Okay.
Oh. Oh.
Oh yeah, that band.
I know it's not the Canadian Slaughter.
Why that name stuck out to me, being a drummer of Slaughter, I really don't know. I promise you, I'm not a Slaughter fan, although I have seen them before.
Really? So I take you hostage?
Yeah, Cherokee. No, I was at Cherokee. They used to do bike rallies twice a year, and they'd always have, like, you know, a washed up hair band headline a lot of the times, and Slaughter had their go around one year, and I saw Rat there, and I saw Slaughter, I saw Motorhead there actually.
Wow.
Jackal played there like at least once a year. Vince Neil played there once. Skid Row with some other guys played there before.
Well, you know what I have to ask was Vinny. Of course, I guess Vinny Vincent was with Slaughter when you saw them.
Couldn't tell you.
Huh.
I really don't know. I didn't pay much attention. I had my mind on something else.
Yeah, I don't know their history well enough to know.
Like, I was there, but I wasn't really in the moment, if that makes sense.
I hear you.
I was studying in the crowd. Let's just say.
You were just there physically.
I was there physically. I can't remember if they were a headliner or if they were opening. It seems like they were the headliner. Maybe I was just there for the opener, and then my ride just didn't want to leave yet or something. I don't remember. I don't remember why I was there, but I was there. So. All right, moving on here. So I know there's a shitload of like metal compilation albums too, like metal Christmas compilation albums.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think I know some of the songs that are in those. Let's see.
There's one I recall being a pretty popular call. I think it was just called Heavy Metal Christmas, maybe, or something like a compilation.
Well, I got the Google results here. Actually, you know what? I bet Spotify would be a better. List for this.
Yeah, I found the Heavy Metal Christmas, but it's showing like all the people, but it doesn't show who's on it.
The thing about Google is when you put in that, you get YouTube compilation playlists by users and whatnot.
Yeah, I can't find any like the artist lineup.
Metal Christmas. Let's just go with that. So, yeah, Heavy Metal Christmas is in compilation. A lot of hair bands. George Lynch is on here. Let's see. Dry Heap or George Lynch. Whoever the rock heroes are, I have no idea.
Hmm.
Paul Di'Anno does White Christmas.
Whoa!
Winter Wonderland with Fast Eddie Clark.
Wow.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town with Gilby Clark. A lot of Clarks on here.
Yeah, that sounds like, what year did that come out?
This compilation came out 2010.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know who the rock heroes are, but they do a lot of songs on here. It's probably, let me just click on their name. I'll see if I can find them here.
I'd say it's an all-star group, like, you know, various players or whatever.
Them, whoever the fuck it is, has 32,622 monthly listeners.
Yeah.
Lucky them. I don't have, we have 100.
Well, they might be compiling all their various members together. Like, if they got, like, five or six well-known players, guys in the band, they might be all together on that.
Yeah, maybe. So here's another one, A Very Metal Christmas, featuring none other than George Lynch once again. This is from a 2011 compilation. Paul Di'Anno in this one, Jack Russell, Helix, Gilby Clark, The Rock Heroes once again, LA Guns, Fast Eddie Clark, Faster Pussycat. I'm pretty sure that whoever put it together, that 2010 one, also put this one together, because it's a lot of the same people, different song, doing different songs.
Mm.
Yep. Anyway, so like I said, yeah, it's just, I don't know. There's a lot of just Christmas music out there done by, you know, guitar heroes and nerds, I guess the best way to say it. It sounds like a pretty guaranteed seller every year when people get in the Christmas mood.
That's what I'm thinking. It's like a guaranteed paycheck, you know, because, I mean, especially when it's these traditional Christmas songs, you know, most people like that stuff. And then, you know, even metalheads, and then you factor that in. And I could see that being a decent selling little album, perhaps.
Yep. So let's shift gears here and just turn over to bands that do songs about Christmas that aren't covers of the standards.
Yes.
So do you have any in mind?
Yes. Okay.
First.
All right. From right off the top of my head, and the reference is only slightly throughout the song, but in the 90s or so, there was a Boston area band named Strip Mind. And that's, you know, M-I-N-D. And they were formerly known as Seika after the porn star who sued them over the name. So they changed it to Strip Mind. And they featured a drummer, a little unknown fellow at the time, named Sully Erna. And Strip Mind had a song called Jingle My Balls. And that was just basically, you know, a good original song with some Christmas references in it. A little bit of a play on Jingle Bells, of course, obviously. And just a great, sure, you know, hilarious song, man.
You gave me a whole history lesson about porn I didn't even know existed. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So yeah, I've never even heard of that one before. So score a point for yourself for getting me on that one.
All right.
So I'm going to pick the song No Presents for Christmas by King Diamond.
Man, I totally forgot about that.
Man, I've never forgotten it. It's not on one of his bigger albums. It was on the Dark Side album.
I know they did an EP too, like our maxi single or whatever you want to call it. You know, back then it was with it and maybe another track or two.
Yeah, let me see here. What album was that on? I'm pretty sure it's called The Dark Side. I should have been more prepared.
Like I said, dude, I know there's an EP or maxi single. I know, you know, but that it was released on as well.
No, actually, it was I think it was just an EP here. I'm on the Encyclopedia Metalum here. Or Metalum, if you want to prefer. I'm getting a lot of mixed messages on this one here.
Well, I am on, I can tell you right here, 1985. I'm on Encyclopedia Metalum.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. It's actually, Jason, from the looks of it, it's actually the very first thing officially released from King Diamond as the band was released after a demo circulated in 85, the very first release they have, according to Encyclopedia Metalum, is the single No Presents for Christmas in 1985.
Damn. I would have never known that. I just thought it was on King Diamond. The Dark Sides. It's an EP. Yeah, 6 songs, 20 minutes. With No Presents for Christmas is on. Yeah, okay. And there he is.
Oh, that's some jolly spirit. That's some jolly spirit.
That was actually the song. So, okay. Anyway, I always remember that one because it's King Diamond singing about Christmas. What's not to remember about that, you know?
Yeah, but here I forgot all about it. Damn it.
Well, it's pretty old, man. 85. That's back there.
Yeah, I remember it.
Again,
well,
I don't think it's another. I don't think it's a song people are doing Christmas presents to that Christmas morning with their kids.
Yeah, I'd
although
say
I might try it.
Yeah, Metalhead family might, you know.
Yeah, sir. Yeah, Jackie would never go for that shit. I already know. So, what's your next one for man?
I thought of a few. You know, I tried most of the songs I've come up with aren't really chock full of Christmas stuff. There's maybe references here or there, but the other one that I really wanted to mention, because I'm a big typo negative fan, of course, and that is the one, and I have to think of the title. It's now I'm drawing a blank, but it's Red Morning, I believe. I had all this right on top of my head, and now that I'm on needed, I'm drawing a blank. Give me just a moment here. You know which
yes,
one I'm talking
I know
about?
The feeling.
Typo negative.
No, I know the feeling of drawing a blank when you need it the most. Yeah.
But I think it was the October Rust album, I believe. And here we go.
Christmas Morning.
That's it. Red Water, Christmas Morning. You spoke it just as I ran across it. That's it. And if you'll notice, morning is spelt like, you know, like morning, M-O-U-R-N-I-G.
Yeah, like sadness, yeah.
Yep.
I have the lyrics right here. I pulled the A to Z lyrics.com. It's pretty jolly.
Is it, man?
These stockings are hung, but who cares? Preserved for those no longer there. 6 feet beneath me sleep. Black lights hang from the tree, accents of dead holly. God damn ye, Mary Jones.
So you've heard the song. You've heard the song, I take it.
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
I'm not a huge Typo fan, but I know their big albums, you know. Bloody Kisses, October Rust.
Yeah. Which this was on the latter, October Rust, of course. But, yeah, that's my Christmassy track for this round.
It's a good one. Let's go with Alice Cooper with Santa Claus, C-L-A-W-S. Do you know this one?
I have heard it, and it's been a while, and but yeah, I have heard it, yeah.
So yeah, here it is. I'm trying to think what album it's on here. I'm looking it up, but Google just wants to show me YouTube videos instead of the fucking information that I need. It's like, I didn't ask for YouTube videos. I just want to know. It's Cooper.
I know, I'm looking too, man, but... good thing you can edit.
I'm pretty good at it, so.
I can't find. Yeah, I can't find like where the album or whatever it's on, because they also have a version Alice Cooper did with the song. I don't know if it's the same song, but Santa Claus is Coming to Town with John 5 and Billy Sheehan and stuff. But I'm thinking it's a different song.
It might be. I'm almost there, I think.
Apparently, I'm not.
Santa Claus. So, I think it is the same song. Alice Cooper, John 5, Billy Sheehan, Vinnie Appice.
Okay.
Looks like it was part of a compilation playing in the background. Okay, this is a pretty good compilation. I actually know this one. This one has Alice Cooper, John 5, Billy Sheehan, Vinnie Appice. Do Santa Claus is Coming to Town, spelled C-L-A-W-S. Bruce Kulick, Bob Kulick, Ray Luzier from Korn, Chris Weiss from The Cult, and Jeff Scott Soto do Wish You a Merry Christmas. Or Wish You a Merry Xmas. Lemmy, Billy Gibbons, and Dave Grohl doing Run Rudolph Run. God rest ye merry gentlemen. Dio, Tony Iommi, Rudy Sarzo, Simon Wright. Silver Bells, Jeff Tate, Carlos Cavazzo, I think he was from Quiet Riot. James Lomenzo, Ray Luzier, Little Drummer Boy. George Lynch, Billy Sheehan, Simon Phillips. Santa Claus, Back in Town, Ripper Owens, Steve Morris, Juan Garcia, Marco Mendoza, Vinnie Appice, Silent Night, sung by Chuck Billy, Scott Ian, John Donius, Chris Wise, and John Tempesta.
Well, is that the We Wish You a Merry Christmas and a Headbanging New Year? Is that the compilation that it's on?
It is. Yeah.
Okay. All
right. Yeah, there should have been. First half, but we'll just leave it where it's at.
Yeah, I remember it. You know,
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. I knew this one existed. That's why I was looking for it. I just can't think of what the hell it was called. I figured it would have come up in the Google search, but no, it didn't work out that way.
That would be too easy.
Yeah, it sure would. Google, I know you're listening. Fix your shit, man. Get your algorithms right.
Yeah. If you can censor us, you can surely step up and help us get faster results on searches.
Yeah, if you hear us struggling over here, just put it up on our screen. We know you're watching and listening.
help us out.
My potato chip clip isn't over my camera. I know you're looking at me.
So. Oh, yeah. Well, my piece of tape is over mine. So.
Good for you. Actually, the reason my potato chip clip is over my camera is because my wife stole it so nobody could look at her on her camera. I was like, what the fuck? Why do I not have a chip and clip anymore? So, yeah.
She's anyway. Opened you wide open. She's opened your whole family up to surveillance.
I guess. It's in the most boring room in the house, so nothing really goes on in here. So anyway. Yeah, that's actually the compilation I was looking for. So apparently Santa Claus was not an original song, but a cover song spelled differently. So I was wrong on that one. So since I was mistaken, I get to do another one because I make the rules. So I'm going to go with AC/DC Mistress for Christmas.
I knew it would come up tonight.
Of course. I've been listening to a lot of AC/DC lately, so I was reintroduced to it off the Razor's Edge album from 1990.
Sounds about right. 90, I believe.
I mean, it's just standard AC/DC Brian Johnson subject matter, you know?
Yeah. Which, I mean, they excel at that type of stuff. A little tongue-in-cheek, of course, but still always, you know, pretty good.
Yep.
Now they've got Power Up.
It's a good album, man. Good album.
It is. I agree, man. It's. I like it better than Black Ice or Rock or Bust, you know, and it's just classic AC/DC, man.
You know, the song Rock or Bust is probably one of my favorite of the Brian Johnson era. Like, I love the song Rock or Bust.
Mm.
But yeah, the album was like a little lacking. And Black Eyes, I remember more favorably than I recently listened to it. But yeah, Power Up, man, is pretty damn good.
I agree, man.
So anyway, here's some classic AC/DC lyrics for Mistress for Christmas. It is, I can hear you coming down on my snow stick. I want to ride on your reindeer, honey, and ring the bells. So.
What? I wonder what hormone-riddled adolescent young man really wrote those for them.
You know, I have read that Angus and Malcolm wrote a lot of the Brian Johnson era stuff. So it's hard to say if it was Brian Johnson or maybe it was one of those two. So I don't know. But I've never heard it referred to as a snow stick, so that's a new one to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's your next one?
Okay. I was going with one, but I ended up having to pull it because, like you, I thought this was originals, but because I was going to bring up Twisted Sisters. They did a whole Christmas album, A Twisted Christmas, one year. And I got to looking in 2006, but I guess it's all, you know, traditional songs that they were just covering, like Let It Snow and Grandma Got Ran Over. In their case, I think it's I Saw Mommy. That's what it was. I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus and that type of stuff. So instead of that, seeing that I need as an original, I went with Spinal Tap. Christmas with the Devil.
What did I know this one? I don't listen to much Spinal Tap, but I just know the movie.
Yeah. That's the only thing really that's worth anything with Spinal Tap is the movie. But yeah, man, Christmas with the Devil. Yeah. And I don't remember the exact album it was on or if it was a single or what, but and of course Google won't help me.
Like, does anybody really care about Spinal Tap music? I mean, it's basically like GWAR. I mean, everyone loves GWAR because it's a weird show, but does anybody buy GWAR albums to listen to? You know?
I hear you. So you haven't heard the Spinal Tap song then, I tell you.
I have not, actually.
Well, you've got something to look forward to there in your life now. You get, get to check out Christmas with the Devil sometime.
So, well, speaking of songs I'll never listen to, here's a GWAR song called Stripper Christmas Summer Weekend. I'm sure it's amazing. I'll just leave it at that.
It sounds awesome, man.
Yeah, I'm sure it's really good. Here's the I forgot about this one, actually. I have heard this one. Is the Christopher Lee metal album. He did Little Drummer Boy cover on it.
Yep.
Yeah. I forgot about that album.
Actually, I was going to mention that.
It wasn't very good, but it was... Oh, were you? Okay.
But yeah, the master of horror, Christopher Lee, man, you know, doing Christmassy songs, man. That's a recipe for a win-win if there ever was, man.
Did you ever listen to the Dio and Tony Iommi, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen?
No.
I haven't listened to it in a long time, but dude, it's pretty good, but I remember of it.
Jason, I mean, I don't think I've ever heard it. Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard it, but be honest about it.
It's on that last compilation album that we discovered that we were looking for to begin with.
Well, I'll definitely check that out.
So here's one that I actually, as big a fan as I am of this band, I actually didn't know this existed. But apparently, Amon Amarth has a song called Viking Christmas.
Viking Christmas, yep.
And I don't know what fucking album this is off of. I'll have to look this up real quick.
Yeah, I could almost tell you, man, because I remember the song well, and oh, goodness.
I bet you it's off their first one or their first demo that makes the rounds every once in a while. Because if this song was any kind of any stature, I would know it. And I'll be honest, their first couple albums aren't really that good.
See, I think that's my problem with them.
Yeah, they didn't hit their stride until Pursuit of Vikings, in my opinion.
See, I think that's my problem, is I only heard, like, the very early Amon Amarth stuff, and it never really appealed to me, and then I sort of wrote them off, I guess, you know, and I checked them out again whenever the track with LG Petrov came out, Guardians of Asgard or whatever, man, but I don't know, I've just
not
giving them the right amount of attention at the right time or something.
Man, you should listen to the Andy Sneap stuff, dude. It's pretty good. Pretty good, I'd say.
Is that the later, like, more current stuff, I guess?
It's not the newest one, because he was touring with Priest. But, like, the one before, like, the Young Viking and back to... I want to say... Deceiver of the Gods, maybe? Or maybe Surtur Rising. I think those are the start of the Andy Sneap stuff. That stuff sounds good, man.
I have heard Usurper Rising, and from what I recall, it is good, man.
Yeah, I can't even find this song on Spotify. I don't know what the hell, where it's from or anything.
I found mention of it on a Metal Injection, like on a compilation, but it doesn't say like what album and stuff it was originally released on.
I wonder if it was just like a random single they put out.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of times this being holiday music and sort of a specialty item, it does, a lot of times these are, you know, just singles and type stuff like that.
Well, let me see. Let me get back to it here.
Mm-hmm.
See if I can find it out. See if I can find out where it's from. Where did this come from? Twisted Sister, Type O, Spinal Tap, Manowar. Didn't one of their guys get busted for being perv?
Yeah. Yes. I think they sentenced him here recently, too. One of their former guitarists. He was just in
possession. I can't say I'm really a huge Manowar fan. So.
Me neither. Me neither, man.
Yeah, I can't find anything about this song other than it exists. That's about it.
Huh.
We're trying to listen to it, see if I can tell what era it's from with the production, but it's not even playing for me, so I'll have to do some research later. Uh-uh. But anyway, you got any more to add to the list?
Oh, I've got a couple. One I wanted to definitely make sure to mention, and it just dawned on me while we've been doing this, is Queen, like in the early 80s, released a single, Thank God It's Christmas. And I don't remember much about the track. I remember it arriving stuff. And I don't think it was like officially included on any albums or anything like that until maybe later on in the 90s, like a greatest hits package or something. But yeah, Queen's Thank God It's Christmas. Yep.
Are you familiar with the band Tankard?
Yes.
They have a song called Fuck Christmas, if you're interested.
Sounds like my kind of Christmas, man.
It's probably pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's see. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Twisted Sister, Dio again, Halford. I'm just going through random lists now.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, because I'm not real familiar with the band. There's a band called, you know, of course, August Burns Red. And if I'm not mistaken, they released either an album or an EP that was maybe a conceptual recording where the songs or the theme was Christmas related somehow. Sleddin' Hill, I think, was maybe the name of it.
I wouldn't really know because they're metalcore and I just kind of write all that stuff off, to be honest with you.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know much about them.
So when I see that name, I just kind of as soon as I read it, I'm done with it.
Yeah, I get it, man, because I'm not real familiar with them other than name only. But off the top of my head, man, you remember the band Nitro with Jim Gillette and Michael Angelio Badio, or however you say his name? Man, Nitro had a song.
Michael Angelo Badio?
Yeah, that guy. Nitro had a song called Johnny Died on Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That Michelangelo Badio guy, he fucking kills me, dude. He's the guy who plays the two different facing guitars at the same time.
Yes.
In case people don't know, you can actually that band Nitro was reactivated with Chris Adler was going to play on it.
Yeah.
And then
yep.
They just folded up again. So.
That's it, man. Johnny died on Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not seeing any more. I'm not seeing more lists with new songs to talk about on it, so probably the end of our Christmas music discussion. Like I said, it's such a niche genre. I didn't think there would be that much. I mean, if this was like a country music podcast, we could probably talk about this shit for 3 weeks. But
no doubt.
All those people do, man.
Yeah. They cash in on.
I mean, how many fucking Dolly Parton? How many Dolly Parton Christmas albums do you really need? I mean, let's be real, you know.
One per year, man. One per year.
Apparently, I mean, it's just like it's insane, you know. It's insane.
Yes, it is.
Like those people will buy up fucking Christmas CDs, man.
And the same songs, man. The same songs on all of them, over and over.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. Like, nobody's writing new Christmas standards anymore. It's just all the ones that have been around for a long time. So that's all people cover is just the ones that are, you know, been covered over and over and over, you know. I mean, these people just cover the same songs over and over, and they don't really make them unique like metal artists do. You know, like we were talking about, like, the Schaefer Barlow project. It's different sounding, you know. It's the same song. You can recognize it, but it's definitely their take on it, you know. But a lot of these songs are just pretty much straight up the same, you know.
Yeah, there's no variation whatsoever. And I have one I'm going to have to check out later because I just found one that you and I are probably are robbing ourselves by never having heard before. But in 96, on the Home Alone 2 soundtrack, Enough is Enough had a Christmas theme song called Happy Holiday.
Man, don't forget that Chip's Enough, like one of my tweets.
Yeah, I know. That's why I had to bring it up, man. I know you and Chip have been bonding here lately on Twitter and whatever.
You can like it, but I'm still not gonna be a fan of your band. It's just that name, man. That name just does it to me, you know.
Man, I bet you this Home Alone 2 song, man, it'll probably win you right over, man. I bet you become a Enough Is Enough fan if you hear this song, man.
It's possible. You know, I've probably heard it because I have seen Home Alone 2 before more than once. So there you go.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, Enough's Enough also had a song on the Monster Ballads Xmas CD. Skid Row and Queensryche and Kip Winger, of all people. So go check that one out, too, if you're an Enough's Enough fan.
Like such a thing exists.
Apparently, man. Apparently there is.
Okay.
I know enough. Me and you know of a Enough's Enough fan, and his name is Eddie Trunk.
Oh, God. Poor Eddie.
Yep. I swear, man. If he didn't have the Hall of Fame to talk about or the Grammys once a year, he would not have a show because that's all that motherfucker talks about.
And UFO.
It's all he fucking talks about.
And UFO.
Yeah, and UFO. Yeah.
Where do you listen to Trump?
There's other bands besides UFO, Andy.
Yeah. Where do you listen to him at? Do you like listen to him pretty regular?
I don't listen to him regular, but if he has like a guest that I might be kind of interested in, I'll like listen to his podcast.
Okay.
Other than that, no, I don't listen to him. I don't get my like opinions from him, though. I mean, he's got like 4 shows a day. I don't know what the hell he talks about.
Man, you know what's same is a shame. I liked that metal show, you know, when it was on TV with Don and his other guy, the other comedian, man.
Florentine from Crank Angers.
Yes. I did like that show, man.
It was okay. I mean, it was a lot of ass kissing on there, you know. Like they wouldn't really ask like questions about like, hey, so do you really hate your singer or something like that, you know? It's like it was all just like softball questions, you know. So
yeah, that's true. I mean, they weren't like doing any deep dive, you know, research and investigation type stuff on anything, that's for certain.
I mean, if I could have gone and stumped the Trunk, I think I could have done it.
I think so too, man. I've always thought I'd give Eddie a good one, man, you know, and probably stump his ass.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'd be like, you know, what classic Enough's Enough album featured whatever song on the Monster Ballads Christmas compilation.
Yeah.
if you know that, you're more of a loser than I thought, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to know that except for Chip's Enough.
That's right. If you do know it, you don't need to be stumped, you need to be thumped, by God.
All right, Patrick. We'll go ahead and wrap this up since But anyway, like I said, if you listen to this on like Spotify or iTunes or any of the free ones and want to throw us a couple bucks a month on Patreon, we would appreciate it. It goes toward my band Temptations Wings recording and album pressing and other expenses during this downtime of COVID. So think about that. It comes with some perks like free songs, early access, previews, demos of songs that we have recorded, stuff like that. So if you got a dollar or two to spare every month, we'd appreciate it. And also check out Patrick at his newest endeavors, which would be the Ripple Music blog and Animated Insanity Records. Is that right?
Yes. Animated Insanity Records, which I invite any up-and-coming bands, you know, be they preferably unsigned, you know, that are seeking some interest. We're checking out bands all the time, you know, making deals to release stuff, be it CDs, vinyl, demo quality or better and all that. And yep. And you can catch like, you know, album reviews and other stuff with on the Ripple Effect.
Well, cool. All right, Patrick. Well, we'll reconvene in for our top 666 albums of the year in a couple weeks. I'll get Micah on board, and we'll count them down.
Wow.
Hopefully a bunch of ones that nobody's ever heard of.
No doubt. Well, I appreciate
you. I got like two.
Well, like, did you say 666 altogether?
No, just I'm doing six. I do six. You do six, and Micah does six. So
I got you.
Play on the 666 without having to do 600.
There you go. Well, I look forward to it, and I appreciate you having me on once again. There.
Yeah, man. Stay warm up there. I think there's a snowstorm coming through tonight or tomorrow. So be careful up there.
Keep that up your way. But all right, buddy. I appreciate you.
All right, man. Talk to you later.
Thanks, everyone. Care.
Thank you for listening to the Alehorn Podcast. For more of this podcast and other podcasts in the Alehorn Podcast Network, please consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/thealehorn. Subscriptions start at $1, and each tier gets you greater perks, such as exclusive Patreon-only podcasts, free song downloads, merch discounts, and more. Until next time, stay headlined.